Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everyone. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a trio of songs from bands with a word repeated in their band name. That's some fun stuff for sure. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break. We go to the green room again with author Joel Selvin, talking about the effect of the East Coast doo-wop on West Coast artists. And we drop a coin in the Jammin' James Jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we have so many great tunes for you from Lost, Acapulco, The Surf Hermits, The Routes, The Wet Ones, The Frogenstein, The Atlantics, The Anglers, Twang Inspectors, Santana Bay Coconuts, Bam Boogie Injections, and still there's more. Let's kick off the show with a new one from the Iberries from Moscow, Russia. This is from their latest Don't Blink release with the tune Searching for a Place to Hide.
Thank you.
Yes, the latest from the Frogenstein coming to us from France, and the tune In Reverb We Trust from the album Surf Clusters. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming from an artist that is most popular for a particular dance. That dance, and well, the song in general, sold over 15 million copies. This song was sort of a way to connect with the surfing craze of the early 60s and released in 1963. More on that and the song later. Now let's hear one of the two new tracks, a 21st anniversary edition of the Flight of the Surf Guitar release by The Atlantics. This is Islands in the Surf.
Bobby, how was the surf today? Did Boomhauer do his famous flamingo?
Thank you.
Wave, going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard The Anglers on Swell Tune Records. It's from the album Music for Fishing and the tune Pitching the Jig. Also in the mix, the latest from Bamboogie Injections, also from Moscow, Russia, from the project Orbit Chaos, and the tune King of the Stomp. Up next, three tunes from bands with a word repeated in their name. We have the Go-Go's, the Yum-Yums, and starting us off from their Santa Cruz album, it's Papa Do, Run Run, and Summertime, Summer Nights.
summertime pop.
Summertime pop.
Summertime pop.
Finishing up a trio of tunes with bands that have a word repeated in their name, the Go-Go's, and Beatnik Beach from their 1982 album Vacation, and from 2020, the Yum-Yums before that, and Summertime Pop. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from an artist most popular for a particular dance. Well, that song sold over 15 million copies, and this one was a way to connect with the surfing craze of the early 60s, and released in 1963 on the Cameo Parkway label. And if you twist my arm, perhaps I'll tell you the answer and the song coming up later. But right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up and down,
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song was written by Brian Wilson. It appears as the 10th track on their 1968 album, Friends. The lyrics reflect the monotony of Brian's daily social and business life, while the music was inspired by bossa nova in general. It features Brian Wilson on lead vocals, Jim Ackley on keyboard, Al Vescovo on guitars, Lyle Ritz on upright basses, Alan Estes on vibes and blocks, Gene Pello on drums, David Scher on oboe, Tom Scott on bass flute, Don Eaglert on clarinet, and Jay Migliori on bass clarinet. Let's catch the party wave with Busy Doing Nothing. This has been Surf's Up. Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
I had to fix a lot of things this morning, 'cause they were so scrambled. But now it's okay, I tell you I've got enough to do. The afternoon was filled up with phone calls. What a hot, sticky day. If you decide to come, you're gonna do it right. Drive for a couple miles, you see a sign and turn left for a couple blocks. Next is mine, you'll turn left on a little road. It's a bumpy one, you'll see a white fence. Move the gate and drive through on the left side. Come right in and you'll find me in my house somewhere. Keeping busy while I wait. Get a lot of thoughts in the morning, I write them all down. If it wasn't for that, I'd forget them in a while. And lately I've been thinking about a good friend I'd like to see more of. Yeah. I think I'll make a call.
Pocketbook. I couldn't find it, so I sat and concentrated on the number, and slowly it came to me. So I dialed it and I let it ring a few times. There was no answer, so I let it ring a little more. Still no answer, so I hung up the telephone, got some paper and sharpened up a pencil and wrote a letter to my friend.
Hey, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it is summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the latest from The Roots from their Shake 5 EP and the tune Guitar Weirdo. Up next, from their January 2021 release, Monsters of Jungle Island, it's The Wet Ones and Jungle Jim on Catching a Wave. James Riley with her Catching a Wave Action News weather forecast. Quick look on our radar, we've got a high-pressure heat wave moving through with 100% chance of hot rockin' music on the way. Taking a look at our extended forecast, the rest of the week is looking great too. Stay tuned for our Green Room segment coming up in just a little bit. Just don't forget your sunscreen, and whatever you do, don't wipe out. This has been your Action News forecast on Catching a Wave. Now back to the beach. That's new from Santa Ana Coconuts and the tune Devil's Gun from their Harbor City Surfing release. Also in the mix, the latest from the Twang Inspectors, Something with Shark in It, from the album Surf Ride to E-Hi. Time now to relax in the green room.
Welcome to the green room on Catching the Wave.
Not only is the green room a surfing term, the moment of surfing bliss while in the barrel of a wave also refers to the area backstage for artists to unwind before or after a show. Now here's some interview bliss. Once again, we're talking with author Joel Selvin. An interview my wife Beth Riley and I did as part of our Artist Spotlight podcast series. And here's a snippet of it where we talk about the East Coast doo-wop influence on the West Coast. And plus we hear the Beach Boys covering Dion's version of Ruby Baby, take 2, session 2 from the release The Beach Boys Party Uncovered and Unplugged. Now let's get back to our chat with author of the book Hollywood Eden, Joel Selvin. I was always interested to hear Dion on the East Coast talk about being influenced by Hank Williams and other blues artists, but it came out sounding differently through the streets of New York. And then thinking of, you know, when I hear Mike Love or Dean Torrance talk about the influence of doo-wop, how maybe even the music of Dion filtering through the West Coast California scene, it certainly came out differently too.
Yeah, it was that stuff too. It wasn't the rockabilly or the blues stuff. It was that New York vocal group sound that really resonated with the 50s L.A. kids. And they were hearing it on the radio from disc jockeys who were broadcasting for an African-American audience. You know, you can't be responsible for who tunes into your show. And so Hunter Hancock and Art LeBeau and Huggy Boy, who were playing that stuff in the late 40s and early 50s on the radio, came to be a fascination with Los Angeles area white youth that lived up in the hills. And you see it in all the West Coast music to you know, all through the Beach Boys, you know, shot through with that whole sort of doo-wop influence. And one of my favorites of the Los Angeles bands that vamped on doo-wop is Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. They were, you know, probably the last great American rock band to actually perform doo-wop. It was always a part of what Zappa was doing. So yeah, for some reason, that was the kernel in L.A.
Well, don't borrow your
play a beat. Give me a Dion beat. Rock and roll, this is how you do rock and roll. Here's how you sing it. Well, now I got a girl now, and Ruby is her name.
Listen, put your hair down over your eyes.
I need some beat, boy. Well, this girl don't love me, but I love it just the same.
Pick it up, boy.
Ruby, Ruby, will you be mine?
Yeah, Ruby,
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is, so let's drop a quarter in the jukebox. The song this week is from an artist that is most popular for a particular dance. The Twist, to be exact. The Twist sold over 15 million copies. Now, this song was a way to sort of connect with the surfing craze of the early 60s and was released in 1963 on Cameo Parkway Records. It's Chubby Checker and Surf Party on the Jammin' James Jukebox. Hey!
This is Jason from the Surf Hermits, and you're listening to our good friend Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Thank you.
You're listening to Catching a Wave with Jam and James Riley.
Thank you.
That's Insect Surfers from their 1996 release Death Valley Coastline and the tune Stingray. Before that, brand new tune from Lost Acapulco and the tune Phantom Tide. Also from their album Hang Zen, that's the Surf Hermits and Trench Run. Next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.